Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 4th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Solva raises $20 million United States dollars investment. Kazakhstan-based working capital solutions provider Solva has announced that it raised a $20 million United States dollars investment backed by the Sawiris family and ZCP. HSBC to launch an international payments application. HSBC has announced its plan to launch Zing, an international payments application, with its official debut being held initially for customers in the UK. Study on the UK's BNPL shows repayment fees trend for one quarter of users. A study performed by the UK-based Centre for Financial Capability has found that almost one quarter of UK BNPL users have been charged late repayment fees. Velo partners with PTL Holdings. Thailand-based Velo has announced its collaboration with PTL Holdings, PTLH, intending to merge its digital finance abilities with the latter's industrial capacity. Adyen partners with Frasers Hospitality. Adyen has partnered with Frasers Hospitality in order to optimize the latter's guest experience in Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, and across Europe. ECB to stress test cyber resilience of banks. The European Central Bank, ECB, has announced that it intends to conduct a stress test on the cyber resilience of 109 supervised banks in 2024. Fidelity sets Bitcoin ETF fee at 0.39%. Fidelity has set its Bitcoin ETF fee at 0.39%, ahead of expected SEC approvals, in order to gain an early advantage and attract investors. Cori Startup secures $200 million pre-seed funding. Cameroon-based fintech startup, Cori, which enables customers to save their spare change on their cards, has secured a pre-seed funding round of $200 million. Nationwide reports uptick in cash withdrawals. New data from Nationwide shows that cash usage continues to rise as many households respond to the cost of living crisis by budgeting with physical money. Drive Now, Pay Later fintech Bumper revs up with $40 million Series B. Bumper, a UK fintech enabling flexible payments for car repairs, has completed a $40 million Series B fundraise. Quarter of UK BNPL users charged late fees. Nearly a quarter of Brits that have used Buy Now, Pay Later services have been charged late payment fees, according to a survey for education charity the Centre for Financial Capability. Intergyro connects with Silverflow. Intergyro, a Swedish fintech provider of payment and banking infrastructure, has announced a new partnership with Silverflow, a cloud platform for global card processing. Sequoia partner Matt Miller appointed to Klarna board. Klarna, the AI-powered global payments network and shopping assistant, announced today Matthew Miller will join the boards of Klarna Holding AB and its subsidiary, Klarna Bank AB. Volt appoints ex-Thunes Irina Chuchkina as CMO. Volt, the global real-time payments platform, today announces the appointment of Irina Chuchkina as the company's first chief marketing officer. Unleashing the potential of instant payments through innovation. Instant payments are poised to accelerate in the U.S. Temenos report shows an increase in banking engagement for ESG issues. A new report by Economist Impact for Temenos has shown that 24% of European consumers are likely to switch providers if their bank is not engaged in ESG issues. Intergyro partners with Silverflow. Sweden-based Intergyro has announced its partnership with Silverflow in order to provide its merchants with optimized card processing technology. Aqua Security raises $60 million in funding round. Cloud-native security solutions provider Aqua Security has announced that it raised $60 million in a funding round led by Evolution Equity Partners. ECB issues digital euro vendor call. The European Central Bank has opened applications for vendors to provide components and related services for a potential digital euro in contracts that could total more than 1 billion euros. Adyen forms partnership with Iceland's Stromer. Adyen, the global financial platform of choice for leading companies, is pleased to announce that the company is entering a partnership with Stromer, a subsidiary of Kvika. Stromer is a payment provider that processes payments in several verticals on the Icelandic market, including but not limited to grocery stores, restaurants, pharmacies and gas stations. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.